This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Hawk Mouth Triceratops. Come on in, MTV, into my crib.
Come on into my crib.
Come on in. Step into my crib, MTV.
Come check out my
house. I'm going to welcome you in here to check out my cool big things, but then you better believe I'm going to make a whole lot of comments about how you got to get the fuck out of my house and how you're a piece of shit for being in my house and videotaping me.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They always act that way. They start acting foolish and they're like, all right, MTV, now you need to get the fuck out of my house, you piece of shit. You dog shit motherfucker. Get out of my house, MTV. They always end it that way. But at the beginning, they're like, come on in. Come see where I dwell. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast.
I like the Mariah Carey episode.
Everybody. The best one ever.
Yeah. She's got the bubble bath, the wardrobe changes.
There's a better one.
What?
Yeah. Chris Angel.
I've seen that too. That was good.
That's the best one.
No, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey better.
Well, he put blood in his art, into his wall art, his own blood.
I know.
And it's on the floor too.
I know. I remember.
That's dark.
Yeah. The Steve-O one's pretty solid too.
That's mystical. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go get evicted, dude. Yeah. He jumps on the trampoline through a ceiling fan.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
This is going to be a fucking zinger.
You think?
Yeah. It's going to, because I got to make up for lost time. I feel like last episode you carried it, like big time you carried it. Not today. Not again. Never again.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It's a challenge.
I feel like I've been on fire lately.
Yeah, you have. I haven't. Last episode I was all fucked up because of my drugs.
So was I.
I'm back on my fun drugs now. My good drugs.
Okay.
So
fine.
I'm feeling good in the neighborhood.
So am I.
Applebee.
I'm almost completely off Cymbalta. Just having brain zaps yesterday. You know, it's not great for, actually, you know what is kind of great for brain zaps? Reverb pedal.
Wow. Yeah.
It was fun. I played guitar for 4 hours yesterday.
That's cool.
I got a reverb pedal. So.
By reverb pebble.
Why?
By reverb pebble.
Because I need it.
No, I know.
I need it.
Yeah, it's good to have.
Yeah. So.
So you're a pedal head or?
I'm becoming one.
You going to be a pedal head from now on?
I think I am. I think that's going to be my identity because I'm not doing the slow cooker. I'm not doing that. I don't have all day. I don't want to do that.
No, that's boring.
And then everyone's going to want to come over to my house and eat my meat.
No.
And that's my meat. That's my motherfucking meat.
You can keep your meat. You got to keep your own meat.
It's my meat.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that because I don't like sharing.
Right.
I like sharing. Who does? And I don't like rules.
In today's
America?
There's
a lot of rules. There's a lot of rules. And then everyone says, oh, you do that shit wrong. And I said, no, I don't do that shit wrong. I do it the way I like to do it.
I do nothing wrong, personally. Me, if you're talking about me. I've never done anything wrong.
Have you seen my shirt?
I started reading it and then I forgot to finish. Oh, yeah. I have seen that. Yeah. It took me a minute, though, because I thought that was Italian.
Yeah.
But it's actually like the phonetic version of Tom DeLonge's chorus, and I miss you.
Yeah.
Spelled out, for instance. What's the first one?
Joan. J-O-N-E.
J-O-N-E. Joan Waste.
Joan Waste.
Your toy.
Toy. Mon me.
Mon me.
You're all.
Yeah.
Ready.
Uh-huh.
The voice inside my yed.
Yeah. Spot on.
Someone at work today was trying to read it, and I was like, I'm very sorry. I gave you a mini stroke.
Somebody's going to like crash their car or something trying to read that shit.
Yeah.
You're going to cause a death with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get it. Most don't. But
they probably
think
it's a different language.
Yeah. That one guy out of 100?
Really gets
it. Loves it.
Yeah.
fucking loves it. It's all worth it for that guy. Always tends to be a man. Why? I don't know. I'm just saying. Just like the fucking podcast. What's my problem?
What?
The women, they don't like the podcast.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They're better. They went up.
Oh, damn right.
They did.
Good. Did you like the dinosaur I drew on on the thing?
I did. It really makes you think.
It really does. I did that all like this. I'm very fucking talented sideways.
That's how they do it when they're channeling a ghost.
Is it? Yeah.
For ghostwriting. Yeah. They're like, yeah.
That's what I did. So that's how I did it.
The other day, I watched a cowboy movie.
Yeah. You were not LaBeef.
I'm not LaBeef. This cowboy movie.
That's the only one I know.
Power of the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
No.
Benedict Cumberbatch plays a big cowboy man.
Yeah.
Big, strong cowboy man. It was okay.
I don't care about that fucking guy.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
What's he does a good job.
What's he done that's good?
He's done a lot of things that are good.
Like what? Name one.
I mean, I just did.
Name one. Nah, he's fine. He was cool with Khan.
Yeah.
Or what was his name? John?
Don
Williams.
Yeah. Don Williamson.
No, what the fuck was his name?
Khan. No. Khan
that was the reveal.
Yeah, right.
Don't
see
Star Trek Into Darkness.
What?
Just don't watch it.
I've already seen it.
I know. I'm just telling other people, if you haven't seen it, you don't need to.
You don't need to, but it's fun. It's good.
No, it's not. Did you see the third one?
Yeah, I like that one too.
I bought it on YouTube. Never watched it. Still own it.
I think it's better than the second one, believe it or not.
I like the first one. Spock.
Spock. Yeah, Captain Spock or whatever.
Yep.
I know. Yep. I know the guy. That's the one I heard of. Fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Spock.
Yep. All right.
What are you thinking of, some kind of a fucking Spock?
Look, we're getting off the rails. We're getting a little off the rails here. Look, I'm carrying the team around here.
I'm never losing sight of the rail. That's the thing.
Look, let's take this train, put it back on the rail.
Let's get back on the rail. So I watched this cowboy movie. And there's a really graphic scene of a bull castration, which was nasty as
Tom
fuck.
Green does it.
He
screams the entire time he's sawing those testes off.
And then he tries to feed them to, what's his name? Glenn Humplick.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
Feeds them to Glenn Humplick.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I bring this movie up is there was a line in it. They use a lot of like old, like turn of the century American English shit that like didn't stick around. You know, like, so it's pretty accurate, I guess. At least that's what they're going for in terms of how the people talk. So there are some funny fucking lines in it. But this word, which I should say is on the subtitle, as you're going to hear it, it's the same on the subtitle. I'm just going to play it first and then we'll discuss.
Do. Whoa,
Gideon Yeager.
Oh, Gideon Yeager. Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Listen, here he comes.
You're going to want to keep your distance and just off the force. Anyhow, so you don't want conversation. You've been listening to the banana and dancing, I guess.
What'd he say? I can't really hear it.
I'll turn it up.
Anyhow, so you don't want conversation. You've been listening to the banana and dancing, I guess.
Listen to the banana? Is that what he said?
He's saying panano.
Panano?
Panano. He's talking about a piano.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the piano.
Yeah.
But the word, as it's even spelled out on the screen, is P-I-N-A-N-O. Panano.
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 Station, you've been listening to the banana and dancing, I guess.
You've been listening to the banana and dancing, I guess.
I guess.
I also love how he started that part.
You're going to want to keep your distance and just off the horse.
You're going to want to keep your distance on just off the horse. Meaning that he stinks.
Yep, I reckon.
It's been a long day of riding and I've been covered in shit.
It's been a long day. Yeah, I ain't doing too much lollygagging today.
Mm-mm. No, you better not. So a few weeks ago, we used that the new chatbot technology to come up with some music lyrics.
Yep.
In the style of other artists.
We're going to do it again?
I mean, we can do more. The reason I'm bringing it up is because I did it a couple more times.
Yep.
Because we were really we were taken aback. We were shook. We were left shook with that one tune in particular that the AI wrote.
It was perfect. I read it to a customer this week.
It's more than a truck. It's a friend of mine.
Yeah. I'm going to write that song.
Yeah. And me being the AI, the person who told the AI to make it.
Yeah.
I came up with more lyrics for that song. So if you want to hear them.
You wrote them or the AI wrote them?
AI wrote them.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time, the prompt I gave it was, I said to write a lyrical verse in the style of Brad Paisley about a truck that could talk.
Yeah.
And this time, where is it? Oh, shit. I'm in the wrong document. Hold on.
Have you read the documents? Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
I was there.
I got the two-factor authentication going on. Shoot.
Oh.
Shoot.
Look, I was doing tricep extensions in the Gulf of Tonkin.
I trust this browser. Sure. Sure I do. Sure, I trust this browser.
Oh, I gotta get a new nose, I think. You know?
What?
I think I gotta get a new nose.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about?
I recommend you do that.
I want to go bigger. I want to go bigger.
What shape are you thinking? Like a big mound, like a wide mound, or like a
upturned,
like a little piglet?
I want kind of like a piglet, but I want it to be long and slender here, and then I want this part to just be like a big fucking tomato.
Like a tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want it to have a bunch of, you know, like big pores on it.
Oh, yeah.
And some moles.
I love that shit.
Yeah. Like sunspots. That's what I want. That's the nose I'm looking
Waxy. Waxy looking.
Just,
a little shiny.
Like it looks like Artie Lang if there was any bones in there still.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He'd probably laugh about that, right?
He wouldn't care.
He was in Dirty Work, okay?
He wouldn't mind.
Love that shit.
He wouldn't mind. He wouldn't take it personal or nothing.
No. And I don't mean anything personal, but I mean.
So the first that I entered was write a song in the style of Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
About a truck that can talk. And then I said, use the line, it's more than a truck, it's a friend of mine.
Okay.
And verse one goes like this. It goes a little something like this. I'm cruising down the road with not a worry in sight. My truck is talking about the things I do just right. It's more than a truck, it's a friend of mine. It's a part of me, it's a part of my life. My pickup truck, it can talk to me. It knows the things I want to see. It's a part of me, it's a part of my life. It's more than a truck.
There it
is. It's a friend of mine.
There it is.
Like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then verse two. It's a ride that I can trust and it knows my every need. No matter what I do, it's always there for me. It's a part of me. It's a part of my life. It's more than a truck. It's a friend of mine.
Yeah. That's powerful.
And then it says, my pickup truck, it can talk to me. It knows the things I want to see. It's more than a truck. It's a part of me. It's more than a truck. It's a friend of mine. And then I said, do it again, but with Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
I didn't tell it to use a particular line this time. I just said a song about a truck that can talk by Mr. Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
And it said to me, it said verse one. It's very explicit about the structure of this one. Verse one. It was sitting in the lot just waiting for a home. It had a voice of its own, and it spoke in a low moan. It said, hey there, come on over, I'm ready to roll. I'm going to take you places, and I'm ready to go. And then the chorus, it's a talking truck, it don't need no key. It's got a mind of its own. It's a talking machine. It knows the roads to ride. It knows the place to be. It's a talking truck, yeah. It's a talking truck for me.
We should seriously like make a full country album written by an AI and like make real music for it.
That's a good idea. I was going to just combine these into something, but that, yeah, we could make like a few of them.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Now we got a bridge. The wind was blowing all around us, and the sun was shining bright. We laughed and we talked and we sang all night. It was the perfect ride and I felt so alive. In my talking truck, it was the best ride of my life. It's a talking truck.
Yeah.
It don't need no key.
Yeah.
It's got a mind of its own.
Yeah.
It's a talking machine. It knows the roads to ride. It knows the place to be. It's a talking truck. Yeah, it's a talking truck for me. It's a good song.
Yeah. I'm going to take those and chop them up and make them into...
Arrange them into a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something presentable. I'll probably cut a bunch, but...
It's a computer. They'll spit out as many as you want.
Yeah.
And if the quality stays, I mean, we're going to be all out of jobs.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we need to build a wall between us and cyberspace.
Sam.
Okay. So, but you've just been sitting around listening to the Panano.
Yeah, I'm just busy. My fingers hurt pretty bad. I was up all night playing Panano. Pinano.
Are you entertained by this, Panano?
You ever play a Pianino? Pianino? Pianino?
Pianonini?
Pianino?
You play Pino?
Pinos.
Oh, man. Okay.
Pianos. Pianos Morissette.
You ready for this next segment?
I was born ready, bitch.
Here it comes.
Mump day. Okay.
Mummy update.
Oh.
From the CNN travel website Space and Science section by Ashley Strickland. Mummified golden boy found covered in 49 precious amulets. What can you tell me about mummy's amulet? You're that expert, right?
Did someone take them out?
What if they did?
Did they remove the amulets?
No. I don't think we'd still be here if they did. They used cross-section technology.
I'll tell you
X-ray,
last time.
X-ray technologies.
Last time they opened a cursed mummy's tomb, look what happened. COVID.
I know.
COVID-19.
This was a cursed mummy, not a cursed mummy's tomb. But there's so many amulets on this fucking mummy.
Well, the
mummy.
Amulets in the mummy, yeah.
And one of them's in its cock. Or whatever was there, whatever orifice happened to be there. I'm pretty sure this was, they say golden boy, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's an amulet in his cock. They apparently...
Look, just leave him there. Dr. Robotnik will take care of it.
A teenage boy who died 2,300 years ago in Egypt was mummified and adorned with 49 protective amulets and a golden mask to guide him into the afterlife.
Just leave it alone, then.
Researchers discovered the amulets placed on and inside the body of the mummified golden boy. When they used computerized tomography scans, to digitally unwrap the remains without disturbing them. See? They know about the curse. They knew about the curse.
They better have gone into that tomb with a robot, not a real... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They sent a team of...
A bomb squad.
RC cars in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got amulets in his cock. He's got amulets in his ears. Amulet.
Are you looking at a picture?
Yeah.
Of the mummy boy?
Yeah, the X-ray of the mummy sarcophagus.
Oh.
This particular boy was discovered in 1916 at a cemetery called Nag El Hesay.
Hmm.
Oh, he had two nested coffins.
How many?
Two.
So all of his organs were removed, and his brain was replaced with resin. Dude, we should smoke him, dude.
What?
Dude, we should fucking spark this mummy up, dude.
What?
Dude, let's hotbox my sarcophagus. Listen, they put an amulet in this boy's cock. They put an amulet in this mummy boy's cock.
Yeah. Wow.
It really makes you think.
It really does. It really does. Protective amulet.
Yeah.
For his cock, for his pecker.
His pecker.
His little pecker.
So, rest in peace, Golden Boy. And his penis was never touched since.
Pino Weenie wrote.
Pino Weenie wrote. So you sent me something that I'd like you to just simply read.
A simple do.
It was a post from Instagram from Grunch Rules, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Grunch Rules, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's an interview with Jonathan Davis of Korn. Do you know what magazine it was from?
No.
But it's really cool. Really cool fonts. Jonathan Davis, of course, is one of our generation's greatest thinkers.
Kerrang.
The great mind. Oh, it's Kerrang?
Yeah, it was Kerrang.
Okay. Kerrang.
You want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, sure. If you think you can handle it. If you think you can handle my amulet.
I think I can do it. I think I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you can skim it. Whatever.
No.
The beginning is really important, though.
Yeah, wow. Kerrang Confidential, Sex and Violence with the Stars. Jonathan Davis of Korn. What is your nickname and why? Jonathan Davis says, HIV, which I've got tattooed on one arm. Everyone calls me Hiver, like in the French word for winter. That's because back in the old days, I was so skinny, everybody thought I had AIDS. A fucking great nickname to have. It ruined my sex life.
Is that what did it? Jonathan Davis?
I thought it was the...
Not the dreadlocks?
He doesn't have dreadlocks here.
Or the boom, dap, 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 go!
He's wearing,
Nobody wants to do sex on that.
No.
Come on now. You can see how greasy he was. You saw how greasy he was. I'm not just making it up. He's a greasy man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play with a greasy dick.
He looks really clean in this picture here.
That's
but
rare.
They
just hose him down.
Yeah. But, you know. He still looks gross, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. He's Jonathan Davis. I mean,
he's got a soul patch. He's got those cool guy 90s glasses with the fucking red tint. Oh, pimp.
Pimp, dude.
Pimp.
Pimp as fuck.
He looks dope. So,
dude's fly.
Kerrang asks, at school, were you a dunce or a teacher's pet?
It's one or the other.
And then Jonathan Davis said, I was neither. I was the fucking freaky kid in row three of the class.
Yeah, you were.
At elementary school, I was the teacher's pet, but once I got into high school, I was the freak.
I was the freak.
Mainly because I worked with dead bodies. I was seen as the necro fucker.
What? What is he saying?
He worked with dead bodies on corpses.
He fucked them?
No, that's what people would say about him because of the way that he looks, because of his soul patch.
I don't know. Because I think he dosed protest too much.
If you told me that Jonathan Davis fucked a corpse, I'd believe you, and I wouldn't look into it anymore. I'd believe it.
Yeah.
And I'd tell other people that confidently.
Right.
Hey, I heard Jonathan Davis fucked a corpse.
Yeah, and they'd say, oh.
Yeah, and it's the same, you know.
All right.
Right? It would be like the, you know, taking out the ribs. You know what I mean? It would be one of those.
Yeah, that one.
We'll talk about that fucker.
Yeah, I know. That stupid fuck. Not like Jonathan Davis.
No. He's smart. Kerrang asked, what was your first shag like?
Shag?
A sex. It means a sex. Fuck.
Sex, fuck, yeah, so forth.
Whoopee. Yeah. Make a whoopee. He says, I was on top of the world. I was scared. Too scared to come. But once I got my dick
in there.
That's
how you spell come.
I was going for it. I rocked. She didn't even know she was my first.
I rocked.
An awesome experience. Look, I was just good at it out the gate.
No.
I'm going to say it. Jonathan Davis, it's not that fucking hard.
Once I got my dick in there, I was going for it. Yeah. That means he cummed real fast.
He said he didn't.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he said he was too scared to come.
Until he whipped his dick out, he said. Until I took my dick out.
He said he was going for it. I don't know, whatever.
Once he started going for it, he nodded really fast.
I disagree.
Just trust me here.
I disagree.
Just take my word for it, okay?
Look, I disagree.
Jonathan Davis has never been good at doing sex.
Yes.
I know this.
No, you know.
I know this.
Yeah, but he's got a nice hog on him. Look up Jonathan Davis penis. Hey, Googie. Google. How big is Jonathan Davis penis?
On the website science.org, they say, according to the team's analysis, the average flaccid, pendulous penis is 9.16 centimeters in length. The average erect penis is 13.12 centimeters long.
Pendulous penis.
I have a beautiful penis of many centimeters.
A many centimeter penis. Pendulous penis.
Right. So he rocked it fucking right out the gate. Oh, this guy's sucking.
He did.
Sucking fucking, rubbing his fucking soul patch on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nom, 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 nom. Oh. He goes down there. He goes, nom, 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 nom. Jonathan Davis eating pussy. Nom, nom, nom. Go! Who's your best friend? Do you want to be Kerrang?
Okay.
How about that? We'll participate.
Who's your best friend? Please.
That's a hard one. Man. I got to say my best friends are Fieldy, Monkey Head, and David. Plus Nathan Cox, who did the Who Then Now video. I named my son after him.
Okay, so what's the best pet you've ever had?
My penis.
My penis. My pendulous penis. Flaccid pendulous penis.
Penis.
My penis. Have you ever been arrested?
No. I've come close, but I've always got out of it generally by kissing ass. Working in the coroner's office helped. The cops will go, this guy's okay. This guy's all right.
That's pretty good.
So,
I like it.
I'm a go!
Boy!
Boy! Don't dig deep, boy! Just gonna remind you at the end of each one that it's not gonna stop, and there's a lot more of this to go. So
right. Where are we?
Not gonna stop. What would you do if you become a rich rock star?
What would you do if you weren't a big rich rock star?
I'd either be working in a mortuary or I'd be dead. But I'd probably be a deputy coroner investigator. Looking at the sites where people died. I was in the process of processing when I progressing.
Yeah.
When I quit. you had to wait for someone to quit or die. One of the women who worked there shot some guy while they were fucking, then blew her own head off. It freaked me out because I knew her well. She was a feisty, tough chick. I wanted to nail her.
Good fucking Lord. That is so bad.
Boy! Stop!
Yeah, not even a
no! No!
Something ain't boy! Stop! How'd you describe yourself before going on blind date?
Fucking fine big old dork.
Yep, that's right. What's the most extravagant thing you've ever bought?
Probably the Dali painting in my living room.
Wow.
I bought the one with the dog and the wine glass. I think it's called Ascension or something. It's not the real fucker, but it's one etching in 50. Then there's the Versace suits I allowed myself. Cool.
That's really cool.
He's wearing. That's what I was trying to. I was gonna say Gucci suit, but I couldn't think of the name. But Versace sounded. Yeah, that's it. That's what he's wearing over there.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I'm money. So I'm a boy.
Who's gagging for a shagging?
John Popper from Blues Traveler. He's a big fat harmonica player.
Oh man, he's funny.
He's a big. Better monocle player.
Funny. Who's gagging for a smacking? That's a different question.
Who do I hate right now? I can't think of anybody.
Cop out. Who would you least like to see naked?
Stephen Carpenter from Deftones.
Cool. What's the best rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
All of them have been that I'm fucking dead. So Jonathan's dead of a heroin overdose would have to be my favorite. Then there was a rumor that I got butt fucked by Marilyn Manson and Trent Reznor. Wow. Actually, that's the best. Apparently, we all had a big menage a trois. Bro, you know.
You know.
My boy, Yori.
What's your fave joke?
You know, man, I'm like Ozzy. I got a jaded fucking memory. Nice. I've heard some really disgusting good ones, too. My favorite jokes tend to be tasteless.
That's not an answer. That's not an answer. What's your drug of choice, bro?
Alcohol and cocaine.
Cocaine?
Do I see any downsides to them? It's all downsides, but it's fun at the time.
No!
What?
Time. Some things ain't time. What does God look like?
Me.
When you die, how would you like to go?
The best way while I'm fucking
not. Good stuff. Wow, what an article. That's good journalism. They got big letters in the middle of a big, big quotation from it. My penis is the best pet I've ever had.
He didn't even say that.
Don Bon Davis. They're putting words in his mouth. And the word just happens to be penis. Penis.
What do you think Jonathan Davis's penis looks like?
Like one of those Geico cavemen?
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
You know what I think it looks like?
What?
You know when they give horses dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Big.
You think it's a big one?
I think he's got a, yeah. I think it looks
it's
like
long.
It looks like a small boulder.
It's long.
No, it's just big. It's fucking solid and heavy.
See, what I'm picturing is like a bowling ball in a sock.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, it's coming down. Like, there's a big string.
Yeah. It's kind of like that new nose stretchy. That I want.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long and slender, and then it's just a big tomato on the end. You know?
Hey, listen, are you interested in buying my Panano?
Yeah.
It's from 1916. Panano. I watched another movie recently.
Yeah.
It was called All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah. Why are you watching these fucking
good.
Westerns?
It's not a Western.
Yes, it is. It says
it's
it in
a different
the title.
Western.
It says it in the name.
Did you ever read that in school?
No.
It's a book.
No.
It's about World War One.
I don't care.
So,
I don't care about it. It wasn't there.
Well, I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
About World War One. So there was World War One.
Yeah.
Before there was World War Two.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows about World War Two, right? World War Two, there was Hitler and all his genocides and the... And Japan want to take over everything in the world. There's been Ben Affleck had a movie about it. So everybody knows.
Right.
Not a lot of, you don't see a lot of media or anything about World War One.
Yeah.
Other than rats and fucking trench foot. Well, that's, what else is there? Mustard gas.
Flags of our fathers.
Flu. Spanish flu. A lot of peeling potatoes, I notice. That's what they do in the trench.
Yeah,
a lot of motherfuckers peeling potatoes in the trenches during trench warfare, getting swamp gassed with their trench foot.
Yeah,
if you're picking up what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I got trench rot.
So, but what my question to you? This is this new segment. It's called the History of the World According to Justy Boy.
Okay.
I know you've studied up on the subject quite a bit. What was World War One about?
I was a World War One. I'm a World War One freak.
You're a warhead.
Yeah.
Cool. What was World War One even about,
like
though?
Those Germany, they got a little upset.
Uh-huh.
They were upset.
What were they upset about?
They're just upset. You know, they just had enough.
of what? The French?
It just didn't fit. The vibes were all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
To the German people.
The vibes were off.
So. The vibes were off, dog, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you're just trying to vibe and it's just like,
yeah,
I can't even vibe right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard to vibe that I might.
Yeah.
Shit. I might make a shit in my pants.
And then, yeah, Germany, they said,
Rasputin.
Let's just try to do something no one's done before.
Yeah.
Let's go to war against everybody.
Let's do it.
Let's just do.
Everybody get in a fight.
And then they did pretty good, but in the end, you know, they didn't. I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do good, you know, as an American, you know?
Right, no.
But they did, you know. They played a good game. They played a good game. You know, yeah. Chess. Chessboard with a chess. With a pawn.
Pawn.
Horse.
Yeah, castle. Mustard gas.
Yeah.
Gas mask.
Yeah, what?
Trench foot.
Right.
I was just asking about why World War I even happened, because there's millions of motherfuckers are dead.
Yeah, a lot of people died. Because
of those bad vibes.
Right. And again, I don't agree with it.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you what happened.
I would never assume that you were, you know, for it.
Right. No, I'm not for it. Absolutely.
No,
not.
I know. I wouldn't think so.
But
I wanted to ask.
Yeah. You got any other questions?
Why do the Germans have those nipple hats on?
What?
Some of them had the little point.
The spikes?
The little spike.
Yeah.
What was that for? What'd they do with that?
The German people wanted to be credited with creating punk, so they went to war with the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's why there were so many, like,
because CBGB take a credit, and instead it's not Germany.
That's the G in CBGB.
As it turns out.
Created.
You think a CBGB create a punk? Huh?
Created.
You tell me a CBGB create a punk?
Created by.
No.
Created by German boys.
German punks.
Created by German boys, right? Wait, what am I C?
Pogo.
GB. Yeah, CBGB. Created by German boys. That's
there
what it
go.
Says.
Yeah.
It's right in the title.
Right.
So since you're in the process of educating the listeners,
yeah,
I don't know. A lot of people don't know this about you, but it's true, right? That you are the world championship spelling bee winner.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yep. And then you always get. You haven't gotten one wrong yet.
No,
nope. You're really working for that platinum trophy.
Yeah, I'm sorry for laughing. You know, I just don't like.
You might have to get disqualified. We'll have to check with the referee.
No. Please don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, no, I'm sorry for laughing. I just got nervous, you know? I'm humble. I don't like talking about my accomplishments.
It's okay. We're used to it at the National Spelling Bee Association.
I'm humble.
We're used to it because, you know, we mostly work for children.
I wear my medal every day, but I keep it tucked in my shirt.
I thank you for your service.
Yes. What?
So you're good at words and good at spelling them.
Yeah. Yes.
So I've got a list of words to, if you want to get another gold medal.
Yeah. I'll add to the collection. But okay. Look, I'm like, I'm telling you, I keep them tucked in my shirt. I don't show them off. I'm humble.
I'm about
as humble as they come. I'm like Aquila and the Bee, except there's no damn movie about me. I'm never selling out.
Aquila and the what? Yeah.
I'm never selling out like Aquila. Look, I love you, Aquila. I love you to death. But come on.
Grow up.
Come on. That didn't look good for the Bee community.
Grow up.
You know?
Sell out. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Number one word.
Spelling. Yeah. Okay. I got my head in the game.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it regular.
Okay.
I'm gonna spell them. I'm gonna spell them right. I'm no joking around this time.
Okay. Crease.
What is it?
Crease.
Crease.
Yeah.
Use it in a sentence, please.
There was mold growing in that crease.
Crease.
Moldy crease.
K-R-E-S.
Yes.
K-R-E-S, crease. Final answer.
You're right. Ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding. Bush.
Bush?
Yeah.
Bush, boar, bush, boar, boar. Use a sentence, please.
I caught him hiding out behind that there bush.
Can I have a definition?
Big bush.
Bush.
Leafy.
Boar, bush, bush.
Yeah, 16 stone.
This is a hard one.
Bush.
Bush. B?
Mm-hmm.
O?
Yep, yep.
O?
Yeah.
S?
Yeah.
H.
Yeah. That's it.
Bush.
You got it. Next one's, this is tough.
Bush.
You ready?
Yeah.
Deacon.
Deacon?
Yeah.
My goodness. I've never even heard of this word.
It's a.
I know.
A church guy.
Church guy,
name of Deacon.
I know. I'm familiar with Deacon Batista. Okay.
Is he a deacon?
He was. His first, I think it was Batista? His first gimmick in WWE. He was Deacon Batista, and he was paired with Reverend Devon,
really,
from the Dudley Boys. After those damn Dudleys broke up.
Okay.
Deacon Batista.
Deacon.
And now he's in Blade Runner.
He's doing prestige cinema.
Look, now he's in fucking Stuber. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing well for himself.
He's inside an onion.
He's like, look, he bought himself a new car.
Wow. He fits in it.
Yeah, one that he fits in, finally. Chevy Tahoe.
Wow. It's
the only vehicle big enough.
How do you spell Deacon?
To contain Deacon Batista. Deacon. D-E-E-E-K-I-N. Deacon.
Absolutely right. Next one.
Yeah.
Seat.
Seat. S-E-E-T-E. Seat.
You're right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I'm getting fired up now.
All right. Yeah. And you're on the board.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of very sad children that are you're just trouncing.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Next one. Beard.
Beard. Use it. What's it mean?
You get crumbs.
Yeah.
Stuck in your face beard.
Oh, face, like a face beard.
Yeah.
Oh, there's beard. Many different types. There are many different spellings of beard.
Yeah.
But this one, B-E-R-D.
Beard. Yeah. It checks out. You're right. Well done. Moving on.
Yeah.
Sports.
Bird. sports.
Yeah.
Oh, sports.
Look, don't get me wrong. I believe in the subject of sports. I believe in the future of sport. I know more than you know, Chip, and you know quite a bit, Chip. But I know more than you do
about the sport of tennis racket.
About sport of sports. That was my sentence. Hope that helps.
Sports. Sports.
Yeah.
S.
Mm-hmm.
P.
Yes.
U.
Yeah. Yeah.
E.
What?
R.
Sports.
Yes,
I love sports. I love finding the logic in these spellings because it's pretty subtle.
Yeah,
it's pretty subtle, but it's there.
Yeah,
it's traceable.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like as a kid.
Sports. Okay, next.
Yeah,
change.
S. No, I'm just kidding. Change. Yeah. C.
Mm-hmm.
H.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
Y.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
J.
Yeah.
Change.
You're right. Next one. Moving on. Right along. Deep. How do you spell deep?
D-E-Y-P-E. Deep.
You're right. Deep blue sea. How do you spell spout?
Spout?
Yeah. As in, I twisted your spout and your peepee came out. Sprout.
Sprout?
That's my sentence. Spout.
Spout. Okay, spout.
No, sprout was a different word in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I use both words in the sentence, but the word in question is, in
fact. Use in the sentence, I got a hard coming spout.
Yes. Yeah. Hard coming spout.
Yeah. Spout. S-P-O.
Yep.
W?
Yes.
T. Yeah,
that's right.
Spout.
Spout. Yeah. Just like it sounds.
Spout.
Three more. Ready?
Yeah.
Clown.
Clown?
Yeah.
Clown. Clown.
Clown.
Clown. K.
Yep.
L.
Yeah.
Clown.
Ow.
Ow. O.
Ah.
Ooh. U. W. N.
You're right. Sometimes it's modified with a D at the end just for flair.
Right.
Clowned. And next up, tomato.
Long word. Tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Yep.
T-O-W-M-A-Y-T-O-W, tomato.
You're right. That was a tough one.
I know,
you're the
but
first
I know
one
it.
To get that one right.
But I know it.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I know it by heart.
I'm impressed. I'll be shocked if they don't take you to the tour of the White House.
I've been there.
Yeah. It ain't shit.
They flew me in.
You ready for the last one? This is the big one.
Look, I defeated Aquila. I'll say it. I did. We're rivals.
Well, we'll see.
And they didn't make a movie about me because I'm not selling out.
It's coming down to this one last question.
She's the second choice.
She had them all so far.
It was supposed to be Justin B and the B, but instead, I refuse to sell the rights to my name, to my story,
to my likeness.
This is my journey.
You ready for the final?
This is my journey to the B.
My journey to the PP. Ready?
Yeah.
Rash.
Rash.
Like there's a big red rash. And it's on my big red ass.
Rash.
Yeah, rash.
Rash. R.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
A.
That the second A?
Yeah.
Yep, correct.
A.
You're right, yep.
A.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah. Yep.
A.
Yep.
A.
A, yep.
A.
A, baby.
S.
Yep.
C.
Yeah.
H-E. Rash. Yeah. Rash.
You got it. You beat Aquila and the B. Sequel's going to be called Aquila and the Beef because she's got beef with you.
Yeah. Yeah, more like Aquila and the B team. Because I'm the A team. I'm Michael Jordan, all right?
Wow. That really makes you think.
No, I love Aquila. I got a love for Aquila.
She plays the piano quite good.
I never saw the movie, but...
She played the piano.
I really, you know,
she had lessons.
Yeah.
Piano.
It's my favorite movie. I've never seen it, but I respect that it exists. You know, it's out there doing its thing, inspiring people.
Do a thing.
To spell.
To do a thing.
Yeah. What a weird thing to get kids involved in, though. You know what I mean? There's nothing you can do with that.
Spelling?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be a professional speller. You know what I mean?
You're going to be a spelling teacher.
We got to make an aggressive spelling game.
Yeah.
Like aggressive inline, but with spelling.
Yeah. So it's really extreme.
I think we...
You can do tricks, do stunts with words.
We got to start a spelling league, yeah. I think. I think we got to get one going.
Okay.
We got to talk to Murdoch.
Oh, Rupert?
Yeah, we could get this shit off. We could get this shit off the ground.
Okay.
We got to get produced by Seth MacFarlane.
Right.
Right. Fibber guy.
To an American dad, it's fucking hysterical.
Roger.
Listen.
Cleveland.
We got one main event. One more.
Okay.
Are you prepared?
Yeah.
It's a little segment that goes way back to the times of the caveman, so pretty much a couple of years ago, at least.
Pre-Pangea?
Possibly. It's called Book of Two Chains.
Oh, wow.
Written in the ancient scripture, the ancient text.
Yeah.
And we decided to model our entire life after this book that we found in the deep sea ancient trap house.
I discovered it at the Prime Meridian.
Right. In a monolith.
Yeah. on a yacht.
Yeah. Yacht monolith.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah, that's a good episode title too.
Yacht monolith.
The yacht monolith.
It's floating around rinning around the Prime Meridian. And it has many of ancient texts on board.
Did I ever show you the Thriller dance?
I seen it. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm good at it.
So
I'm a great dancer. I learned it in the monolith.
So Two Chains can teach us a lot of lessons. And the first time we did this Book of Two Chains segment.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just went through a list of random quotes from his songs.
Yeah.
We covered a couple of my favorite lines that happened to be in this song. So I'd never thought to cover the whole song for some reason.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to our advancement as a religious community.
Yeah.
That we understand the ancient fucking frenulum.
Right.
What do you call that stuff? The little papers that's like old paper. Vellum.
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Scrolls. It's in the ancient scrolls. Book of Two Chains. Look it up. But we're doing a song called Like Me. Like Me. That's one of his biggest hits. And it has some of the best lines in the history of rap music, in history of the world. some of the best lyrics that have ever been written. So if you want to start going through them, the way that we do this, Justy Boy will read the lyrics of Two Chainz song, Two Chainz sermon.
Yep.
I'll provide the parenthetical, you know, the background vocals.
Yes.
The secondary vocals. The hype track.
Also, just in case you're not familiar with the segment, the listeners.
Right.
I don't use the N-word. I say buddy instead. I substitute that
this word. One has a lot of that in it. So
it's got a whole lot of that. So you're going to hear a lot of buddies.
A lot of the word buddy.
And if in this spot he does happen to say something about one of his buddies and he doesn't mean it in that way, I'll specify. I'll say, look, he actually said buddy here.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's an actual buddy and then there's the censor version. Okay.
Right.
Got it. So let's start with the opening chorus, The Weeknd and Two Chainz.
Because, girl, I'm just a bird.
I know.
Don't make me. Don't make me make you fall in love.
Uh-huh.
Don't make me make you fall in love with a buddy like me. Like me. Because, girl, I'm just a bird.
I'm just a bird.
Don't make me make you fall in love. Don't make me make you fall in love with a buddy like me. Like me. Because, girl, I'm just a bird.
I'm just a fucking bird.
Girl, I'm just another bird.
Yeah.
Don't make me make you fall in love with a buddy like me. Like me.
Yeah. Two Chainz. And that's where he comes in full swing.
Yep. They ain't never seen a buddy like me. She ain't never seen a buddy like me. Chance of that is unlikely. Two Chainz on my white tee.
Yep.
I wipe her down and I pipe her down.
So I have a question about this line.
Yeah.
Does he mean in that order?
Yeah.
Because usually, like, you pipe her down, right?
Yeah.
And then you wipe her down, right? I mean.
No.
No, you just leave it.
He sanitizes before he do.
Okay.
He carries around wet wipes that are filled with crystals.
Uh-huh.
Very expensive. and you know, wipes the woman down before he fornicates with her.
Right. Okay.
From what I understand,
it's a blessing.
I'm a 2 Chainz biographer.
It's a blessing of some kind.
Yeah.
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 I'm the Pope of the
Pope.
I'm the Pope of the 2 Chainz.
Right. Okay. The Pope of 2 Chainz.
Right. Popo.
Popo Gigio.
I wipe her down and I pipe her down. I give my girl money to go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You give your girl money to go to Nike Town.
Which is, I'm assuming that's a store, a Nike store?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I one-night her. You must like her. Kill buddies with one-liners. All I need is one lighter.
Yeah.
Counted so much money.
So much money.
I got arthritis. So cold, I frostbite him. No pig Latin, but I hogtied him.
Yeah.
If she gets this dizzick, then I
make her fall in love
with a buddy like me. I'm killing this beat.
Yeah.
Skeet, 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 skeet on my sheets.
Yeah.
On top or from the back, I thundercat like.
Oh.
That's like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Ho.
Ho. My girl got a big purse with a purse in it.
Yeah, I love that line.
And her pussy's so clean, I can go to church in it.
That's right.
I love that.
That's good stuff.
Oh, Lord, OMG, I'm the O-O-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
How you like me now? It's cool, but she want Mo D.
Like cool Mo D.
What's this?
Moe by the fireplace.
What's that?
I'm guessing that's a drink.
Moe by the fireplace. This is how desire tastes.
Yes, champagne.
Champagne.
It's a fine champagne, yeah.
You want to go back to the room, get a little champagne.
Champagne, yeah. Champagne.
Champagne.
a little champagne. I need to put that in online.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
Champagne.
A little champagne.
A little champagne.
You just gonna put that clip in this episode too, just to
show, to remind you,
just to show the people.
Yeah, Bruce Willis said this in Die Hard 2.
Listen, honey, when you land, can we just, like, you know, rent a car, check into a hotel, we'll leave the kids with your parents, order some room service, a bottle of champagne. What do you say? A bottle of champagne. A bottle of champagne. 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 A bottle of champagne. What do you say?
Anyway.
Champagne. Champagne. Okay.
Moe by the fireplace. This is how desire tastes. And I'm about to buy a case.
Oh, yeah. He don't care. Let go.
Because, girl, I'm just a bird.
Right.
That's the same. That whole thing again.
This chorus.
Bon appetit. They obsolete.
Yep.
They don't talk as cheap. So don't say a word. Cheap, cheap. Chicken talk. I'm flipping birds. Fuck y'all. Mustard ketchup. I take pills. Expert.
What?
Huh?
There's an annotation there. A clever quip by the artist known as 2 Chainz. Here he refers to both condiments, ketchup, and mustard as he loves these on his bungers. He also has to take pills after bunger for his strong acid reflux.
Okay.
That is an annotation that has not been reviewed.
Okay. Kitchen all Pyrexed up. If my dick talked, it would say next up.
Yep. Long line.
Me and your girl networked. Now she want to know my net worth.
Yep.
Wood grain, chestnut. Titty fuck chestnut.
Yeah, that's one of the classics.
Yeah.
That one I actually have had engraved on a little piece of wood and a seashell on it, and it's above my my stovetop in the kitchen. No.
You should get it.
I should.
You should definitely do that.
Yeah. It's on chestnut, a piece of chestnut.
Get a custom on Etsy.
Yeah, I bet it exists.
I'm sure it does. Move shit UPS truck. Pull a little out and out the rest up.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Competition needs to rest up.
Make a fall in love.
I aim at your head, put the vest up. Matter of fact, put the vest up. This shit I'm shooting is penetrating. Don't want this situation. Tall buddy with a short temper. I do this for buddies who never had shit. And now I got a bad bitch.
Yep.
That got a bad bitch. That got a bad bitch.
Yeah.
TRU story. High like two stories. 2 Chainz and Titty Boy, buddy. There's two stories. Who want it?
Yeah.
Hair weave killer. they like you want it? Not a question. They like you want it.
Yeah.
I go swimming in that pussy, about to throw a pool party. I feel like most of that verse didn't rhyme at all, but
he makes it rhyme.
I love it. I'm sure
he makes
it
rhyme. He's good.
I know.
Hair weave killer. Yeah, he's gonna pull your weave out.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another quick 2 Chainz?
Sure.
Because there's the 2 Chainz came out with a new sermon just recently for the House Party soundtrack.
Why did they make that movie? Why?
I don't know.
The first one's, it's perfect as it is.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. It's just, they do that.
They go to LeBron James's house.
Right.
They do. It's a hologram.
Yeah, Two Step is the name of that song. It's about throwing hands at the fucking Blood for Blood show, dude. This is a crazy one because he doesn't say very many cuss words in this song for some reason.
Huh.
Not like very few, but he's still like spot on with the sermon. Very good sermon.
Right.
Really lifted me up in my spirit.
Right. Yeah.
So the intro, can I read the intro?
Yeah.
Tony.
That's good.
I know.
What's your rank in the Church of 2 Chainz?
I'm the runner up.
I'm the cardinal.
Well, I'm running up on you, so.
Cardinal.
I'm going to pull up.
Soon I'm going to be raven.
Yeah, I'm a seagull right now.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'm going to be an owl.
An owl?
Yeah.
What you know about headrest private jets?
Me?
Sticking the, what's that?
Goyard?
The Goyard?
Yeah.
David Goyard?
Sticking the Goyard.
Diamonds on the necklace.
Wait.
Did I hit or what?
It's a leather goods store, Goyard. Leather goods.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you said it.
Oh, I did. I said,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I said.
I said, did I hit or what? Took a shot, but you ducked. A-Town. Fitted up.
Yeah.
Down to ball. Bigger nuts.
Yeah.
Stick with the clutch. V12. Lift it up.
Oh, he's a trucking.
Sponsored by the bigger buck. Kiss my dick for luck. I'm the man.
7 years of good luck kissing my dick.
I'm the man the fans cannot boo. Got a Can-Am in the streets. We ain't got no sand dune.
What does that mean?
Can-Am in the streets.
Can-Am? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe an ATV.
Oh, yeah. It's an off-road ATV.
Is it?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Just a guess.
Oh, because there's no sand dune. He's just riding it around just because.
That's what you ride in the freaking piss.
Okay.
Fucking donut.
Riding that piss. Riding it.
I drive over a damn rattlesnake in my Can-Am. I don't care. You on the fentanyl? Yeah. Why are you in here dozing off? Pistol in my drawers. I ain't gonna fight with y'all.
Finna.
Fight with y'all. I'm the reason they sold the elbows.
The macaroni? I'm
the plug.
He came up with the macaronis?
That's why I call my restaurant Esco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Diamond macaroni.
Elbow.
Diamond macaroni. Dacarabaroni.
Dacarabaroni.
Dacarabaroni. You know?
Yeah. Dacarabaroni.
Flex like I'm supposed. Hermes orange in the rolls.
Yeah, Hermes.
Hermes. It says Hermes.
Hermes. Okay.
Like the guy from Futurama.
Oh,
Hermes.
From Hercules?
Hermes Conrad.
There's a Hercules. So.
What?
There's one in Hercules.
I don't. I've never seen it. David Spade. Riston. Emperor's New Hercule. Hunchback.
Emperor's
all
New.
All same universe.
I know.
Hunchback.
Quasimodo.
Quasimango. Hermes Orange in the rolls. Mm-hmm. Wrist in the bowl. Other wrist, it was froze.
Yep.
Dropped a four and brought back some extra O's.
Okay. Oh. Extra.
Wallpaper got it filled with vegetables.
Yeah.
Southside every day. Come on, don't hesitate. Don't even procrastinate. We got some history to make. Even so on all the shake, I was bored like an ape. On the yacht in the club, throw some ones in your face. Yeah, yeah.
That's the same yacht with the monolith that he's talking about, where you can find his scrolls, his sea scrolls, at the Prime Meridian.
Right.
Not to be confused with Joe Rogan's mystery ship. That's the other side of the earth.
No, yeah, yeah.
Other side of the earth.
Joe Rogan's mystery ship, this time of year, they switch.
Right, they're moving, yeah.
So Joe's got the equator right now.
Yeah.
And 2 Chainz got the Prime Meridian.
Okay.
They switch.
I see.
Two Chainz don't want to switch. 2 Chainz don't switch.
No, of course.
Joe Rogan first. Don't want to switch. He's gonna switch. He's gonna have to answer to Tony.
Yeah.
Big Tony. He's not just gonna get 1 chain across his face. He's gonna get 2.
Well, Tony's got shooters.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
Yeah. Does he have the extension clips?
Not anymore.
No.
No, he gave that up.
He doesn't need them anymore.
No. You know? He just uses his bullwhip, and that just usually does the job.
Just the same old two-step. We don't need to do that.
Same old two-step. He says that a million times.
Yeah.
Then he says, stay out of my business.
Do Tony got the ladies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do Tony drive Mercedes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rep the A like little baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot your ass like the baby?
Yeah. Yeah. The baby?
Stay out of my business. Don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know you work for me, and I don't work for you.
Me?
You know I'm blessed with the gift of finessing.
I know.
A little food for thought, but you need to digest it.
Oh.
Got a full safe, need a room for the moves I make.
Made.
I've been on my game since Ali Bowman.
Woo!
Who's that?
I don't know. Let's find out. Heavyweight championship boxing match.
Ali. What am I saying? I thought it was a person named Ali Bowman.
Oh, this was the Rumble in the Jungle.
Ali Bowman.
Oh, Ali, kill him. That's what that translates to. This during the match in the Republic of the Congo.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not a name. I mean, the Ali part is, but.
Yeah. Wrote my name in cursive. On her punani.
What? Like with a ballpoint pen?
Wrote my name in cursive on her punani.
I wish that had an annotation.
Wrote my name in cursive on her punani. I'm never rehearsing. Real one all day.
Yeah.
So.
And then the chorus.
And then the outro is, yeah, yeah, slide, slide, yeah, yeah, yeah. Slide, 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 slide,
stick, slide, slide, stick.
Stick.
So that was a double-decker reading from the Book of 2 Chainz. I hope you all feel invigorated and refreshed.
We double-dipping.
I'd like to remind you all, when the times is looking tough, just look to your truck. That's what I say. He's more than a truck. He's a friend of mine.
Look, when the going get truck, the truck get trucking. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, that's a big, alligator. Oh, that's a big alligator.
That's a big alligator.
Oh, that alligator.
Oh, golly, that's a big old alligator.
You boy, walk, come on, we see the alligator. Come here,
hey, you boy, them see the alligator.
I gotta say, we talked about swamp people last week.
Mm.
I gotta say, I was surprised at how accurate the water boy is. I watched it recently, yeah. And that's all I could fucking think of.
Them boys.
It was just the just one guy boys. That just, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was that part too where that guy came out on the dock and he said, "You can do it."
I love that guy too.
Yeah, it's really
funny.
I love
his politics.
Oh, yeah.
Especially.
Look, Rob Schneider's had enough of the Democratic Party.
I know.
He's had enough.
So it's about time he spoke out, finally.
He's fed up.
He's going to speak his mind. He doesn't care what you think.
No.
He's done. Over it.
He doesn't think he should pay taxes at all because he was a Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Because he was in Home Alone too.
No.
That's the only reason.
He's ashamed of that movie.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he stole screen time from Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's
his
good
master.
Point. Good point. It's more than a truck.
He's a friend of mine.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. It's over. But we'll be back next week with another hoot and another holler.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, if it all don't go to shit by then, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, and you never know when the shit's going to hit the fan.
Just
better prepare.
Case, you know.
It's good to be prepared.
Look, I just want to thank everyone listening to the show. So
thanks for listening.
Thanks for coming.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
What's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
Send us messages on there and ideas or questions or whatever you want. Just communicate with us on there if you want to. What's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
Yeah, follow us on there. Who cares?
I run it. It's all me.
Right.
So.
And.
All of them, really.
I know. Yeah, it's all you.
We carry the load.
Yeah. I shot my wad.
Yeah.
Oh, I shot my wad. All right.
I've been shooting a lot of wads since I got off Cymbalta.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's got trajectory again.
Oh, good.
It's got velocity.
Right. Rain. yeah. It's rain.
Yeah.
Hyper rain.
It's like a fire hose.
Mm-hmm.
I hold it back and blast a fucking hole through the wall.
Yeah. I know. I've seen it.
Drown my wife.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. Give us a rating and a review wherever you listen. Please, it's a big help. And become a patron. It's a help, too, big time. And there's extra shit on there, too. So patreon.com/coolparents will do that. I'm Curtis. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy.
Bump.
Bump.
Justy Bump.
Justy Bump.
Fuck the world.
Bump a bump. Bumping makes me feel good. Gideon Yeager.